Hi, this is Megan Tuttle, president of NEA New Hampshire. As part of my first year of being president, something I've tried to do is to get out into the schools and expand Read Across America to Read Across New Hampshire. I realize I can't get out to every school, and so in the meantime, if you want to have a book read to your class, we can do it through here. Every time I go to a conference or I visit a new place, I buy books from across the country and I bring them back. Those are the books that I bring out to the classrooms to read. The one I have today, I got at the San Diego Zoo, and it's called How to Lose a Lemur by Fran Preston Gannon. Everyone knows that once a lemur takes a liking to you, there is not much that can be done about it. So when a lemur began to follow me one bright sunny morning in the park, I tried my hardest to ignore him. I tried hiding up a very tall tree, but it was no good. Before long, other lemurs began to appear. So I jumped on my bike and rode as fast as I could to try to get away. But I wasn't fast enough. I tried telling them to leave, but they just smiled back at me and wanted to play. So I bought a ticket for the next train leaving town. I jumped aboard and off I went. When that didn't work, I jumped in a boat and drifted across the lake. Then I took to the skies in a hot air balloon and floated up, 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 and away. I traveled through the desert in the scorching heat, but that didn't work either. So I tried climbing the highest mountain through blizzardly snow and cold winds. And just when I thought they were finally gone, I realized I had traveled very far from home and I didn't know how to get back. I was lost and all alone. But then, one by one, I started to see some familiar faces. They took me by the hand, and we went back over the mountain, back through the desert, back through the skies, back across the lake, back on the train, and home at last. And then I began to realize that maybe, just maybe, they were not so bad after all. Maybe we could be friends. Because as everyone knows, once a lemur takes a liking to you, there's not much that can be done about it.